Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And Yahweh said to Joshua, "See, I have given into your hand Jericho and the king of it and the mighty men of valor. And you shall compass the city, all you men of war, and go round about the city once. This you shall do 6 days. And 7 priests shall carry before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall compass the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight in front of him." And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said to them, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and let 7 priests carry 7 trumpets of ram's horns in front of the Ark of Yahweh." And he said to the people, "Pass on and encircle the city, and let him that is armed go on before in front of the Ark of Yahweh." And it came to pass, when Joshua had spoken to the people, that the 7 priests carrying the 7 trumpets of ram's horns passed on in front of Yahweh and blew with the trumpets, and the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh followed them. And the armed men went in front of the priests that blew with the trumpets, and the rear guard came after the ark, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And Joshua had commanded the people, saying, "You shall not shout nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth until the day that I bid you shout. Then you shall shout." And so the ark of Yahweh compassed the city, going around it once, and they came into the camp and stayed in the camp. And Joshua rose up early in the morning, and the priests took up the ark of Yahweh, and 7 priests carrying 7 trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark of Yahweh went on continually and blew with the trumpets, and the armed men went in front of them, but the rear guard came after the ark of Yahweh, the priests going on and blowing with the trumpets. And the 2nd day they compassed the city once and returned to the camp, and so they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, that Joshua said to the people, "Shout, for Yahweh has given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, it and all that are in it, to Yahweh. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And you in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourselves accursed, when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. But all the silver and gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated to Yahweh. They shall come into the treasury of Yahweh." And so the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight in front of him, and they took the city. And they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and donkey, with the edge of the sword. But Joshua had said to the 2 men that spied out the country, "Go into the harlot's house, and bring out from there the woman and all that she has, as you swore unto her." And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab, and her father, and her mother, and her brethren, and all that she had, and they brought out all her kindred and left them outside the camp of Israel. And they burnt the city with fire, and all that was in it. Only the silver and the gold and the vessels of brass and of iron they put into the treasury of the house of Yahweh. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelt in Israel to this day, because she hid the messengers which Joshua sent to spy out Jericho. And Joshua adjured them at that time, saying, "Cursed be the man in front of Yahweh that rises up and builds this city Jericho. He shall lay the foundation of it in his firstborn, and in his youngest son shall he set up the gates of it." So Yahweh was with Joshua, and his fame was noised throughout all the country. End of chapter.